This is IGN.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN. Many happy returns. This is your IGN review of Disney Illusion Island by Tristan Ogilvy. With the cost of living going up and the quality of superhero movies going down, it feels like we could probably all use a cuddle right now. Disney Illusion Island seems to sense this because this cooperative platforming adventure for up to four players features a dedicated hug button to give your partner an instant health boost whenever they're struggling to go on. It's an endearing bit of mouse-to-mouse resuscitation, and it's just one of a handful of examples of kind-hearted collaboration that helps to make Disney Illusion Island approachable to players of almost every age and aptitude level. There are certainly more innovative modern Metroidvanias on the market as far as level design and boss encounters are concerned, but on the strength of its warm and fuzzy feel-good factor alone, Disney Illusion Island is worth throwing your arms around. Its whimsical charm is evident from the outset. Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy arrive on the mysterious island of Monoth, intending to indulge in a picnic, but are soon tasked with retrieving three magical tomes that have been stolen from the island's library and spirited away to three interconnected biomes that make up Monoth's vivid 2D landscape. Disney Illusion Island's adventure is presented in a classical, hand-drawn art style that recalls the House of Mouse's earliest forms of animation, but its irreverent and self-aware sense of humor feels noticeably more contemporary in tone. Although most of the interactions with the eccentric cast of island locals you meet along the way is purely text-based outside of a handful of major cutscenes, Disney Illusion Island still managed to elicit regular chuckles from my son and I as we breezed along through its ever-expanding world and busily ticked off its growing list of upbeat story quests. While its map eventually becomes a sizable rabbit warren, or perhaps mouse hole, of 2D tunnels that spiral out in all directions, Disney Illusion Island is not the kind of Metroidvania that expects you to get stuck for long. Checkpoints are generously staggered, directions to specific areas are clearly marked with in-game signposts, and there are even some handy teleportation devices at several story junctions that allow you to skip returns entirely in order to beam Mickey and the gang directly to the next mission marker. As a result, while the story took me around 6 hours to complete, very little of that time was wasted retracing my steps or getting confused about where to head next. It makes for a journey that maintains a strong sense of forward momentum to match the fluid set of movements of its four main characters. Each member of Disney Illusion Island's quirky quartet is indeed a joy to steer around, with a simple and responsive set of inputs and just the right amount of floatiness to allow for split-second corrections in midair. New abilities are unlocked at regular intervals in order to gain access to previously gated areas, from wall jumps to earth-shattering ground pounds and grappling hook swings. While there's nothing here that hasn't been seen elsewhere in the platforming genre many times over, you can even pull off a Mario-style side flip when you reverse direction just before a jump. It's all implemented so smoothly that performing a series of leaps, swings, and slides in quick succession often had me feeling higher than the pitch of Mickey's voice. All four of the playable characters feature the same expanded moveset, presumably to cut down on squabbling at the character selection screen, but I appreciated the uniquely entertaining ways in which they're presented. Mickey's glide move sees him whip out a pedal-powered gyrocopter to slowly drift down to Earth, while food-obsessed Goofy pulls out a giant bottle of mustard to slow his descent with a spluttering squirt. Its cooperative play is truly commendable, particularly if you have a balance of experienced players with more novice adventurers on the couch. Aside from hugging it out anytime you need an extra heart added to your health bar, which never stops being both useful and utterly adorable, Disney Illusion Island equips each player with additional methods of assistance to ensure that no mouse, pantsless duck, or pants-wearing dog gets left behind. If another player is struggling to reach a platform higher up, you can drop a rope down to give them a shortcut. If they're too intimidated to swim through a swirling school of enemy fish in one of the underwater passages, you can drop a marker and teleport them directly to safety. Seasoned platforming fans might ignore these sweet-natured support measures entirely, but they're invaluable in ensuring the weakest link in your co-op chain is rarely forced to suffer or sit out for stretches of time simply because they died too soon. Of course, Disney Illusion Island can also be played solo if you choose, and it's certainly the most effective way to experience the adventure if you're after any form of challenge, particularly towards the story's end, where constant prickly surfaces and waves of projectiles put your platforming reflexes to the test. On your own, there's no way to skip obstacles, and extra hearts need to be sought out and collected in the world rather than coaxed out of a co-op partner with a cuddle. However, checkpoints remain abundant, and even during its most taxing passages of level design, this is still relatively gentle stuff for the genre, with wide timing windows for wall jumps and grappling hook throws that are practically magnetic. If Super Meat Boy is close to the pinnacle of punitive platforming experiences, then Disney Illusion Island is positively vegan by comparison. Disney Illusion Island's platforming may be extremely polished, but it's not particularly inventive, and nor is it likely to appeal to anyone who favors a more combat-oriented Metroidvania experience. Its enemies are strictly for dodging rather than destroying, and its small assortment of boss fights are mostly anticlimactic. Where it excels, though, is in providing a wholesome cooperative journey through a charismatic cartoon world that's well-suited to pairings of parents and their children, or perhaps older and younger siblings. It effectively gives every member of the party the means to happily bound along on the ride, without ever being made to feel like a burden. If you're after a frictionless, family-friendly platforming adventure that's heavy on charm and light on challenge, then Disney Illusion Island fits the bill better than a muzzle on Donald Duck. Disney Illusion Island's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Disney Illusion Island and more, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.